This is Radio Superior 1940, a reproduction of actual news events with authentic popular music. This is a true story of our past. Step back with us to another time. We bring you now to the KUWS radio studios at the Superior State Teachers College and the Martin and McKenna Show.
This is the voice from the head of the Great Lakes, station KUWS. It's Friday, July 12th, 1940. This is Jack McKenna speaking, and boy, what a show we have for you. Lou Martin has the 6 o'clock news. It appears the Battle of Britain is underway, plus the Shriners are in town. Rapid Ray is in with the sports, and whoo, boy, Lou will interview the great Virgil.
The great who? How come I have to find out these things like this?
Lou's a little edgy today, folks. Newsmen can be edgy, you know.
Especially when you're supposed to be interviewing someone you've never heard of before.
Better let old Cranky do the news. It's brought to you by Branzer's Clothing. Get Aero sports shirts for $1 to $2. Guaranteed satisfaction at Branzer's on Tower Avenue in Superior. Well, good evening, Lou.
Good evening, one and all. It appears the Battle of Britain is underway as aerial fighting has taken on a new force. We now go to London for our shortwave radio world report.
This is London calling, Webb Miller speaking. The air war of Western Europe has reached a new peak of intensity today, with RAF fighters and bombers matching the German Luftwaffe raid for raid on British and German land. British civilians can watch dogfights above them as pilots fight for the life of their beloved Britannia. It is believed that the all-out air attack is yet to come from the Nazi Air Force. So widespread has been this week's daily attacks on the British Isles that King George himself narrowly escaped death from a bomb somewhere in southern England. The tally on attacks today is one German bomber shot down over Scotland, four German bombers downed over the eastern coast of England, one bomber over the south coast, and two planes shot down over the southwest coast. Meanwhile, wave after wave of British bombers hit German military targets last night deep into Germany. Those raids included German-occupied France and the Netherlands. Three British planes failed to return. In London, this is Webb Miller.
This just in from the Exchange Telegraph British News Service. The besieged British outpost in East African British Kenya has withdrawn under a fierce attack by the Italian forces. The frontier town of Moyale has been under attack for several days. A release from Nairobi, Kenya, says a British garrison withdrew without the loss of life. Moyale is along the Kenyan-Ethiopian border. Meanwhile, the British government has reversed itself and now recognizes Haile Selassie as the Emperor of Ethiopia. This about-face comes with the changing fortunes of war. In November of 1938, the Chamberlain government formally recognized Italian sovereignty over the conquered Ethiopia. Ironically, Emperor Selassie has been in exile living in England as a private citizen. The British government says it will restore the emperor to power and ensure Ethiopia's independence. The Democratic National Convention in Chicago is all but over except for the shouting, even though it doesn't start until next week. We have this report from Westbrook Pegler in Chicago.
Although the Democratic conclave isn't until next week, it seems all the plans are in place. Sometime in the next week, President Roosevelt will let it be known that he wishes to retire to private life. Then, if the delegates draft him for an unprecedented third term, it will seem like a case of the office seeking the man instead of the man seeking the office. As for FDR himself, he told reporters in Washington today that he will definitely not come to Chicago next week. A majority of the delegates, with hundreds to spare, are already committed to Mr. Roosevelt, so the number two spot on the ticket appears to be the most important decision left. In fact, it becomes more important than ever when many insiders believe FDR will stay in office only until this European war crisis passes. Then he'd step down in favor of the vice president. Usually, the number two spot is reserved to unify voters who might not support the president. The late Charles Curtis of Kansas was picked as Herbert Hoover's vice president for that reason, as was current Vice President John Nance Garner of Texas. But Mr. Garner has fallen from favor, opposing the president's bid for a third term. There are many names mentioned for the number two slot. They include House Speaker William Bankhead of Alabama, Senator Joseph Burns of South Carolina, Federal Security Administrator Paul McNutt, Agriculture Secretary Henry Wallace of Iowa, Supreme Court Justice William O. Douglas, and Majority Party leader Sam Rayburn. Highly placed Democratic leaders and this reporter believe the president favors 42-year-old Douglas, the baby of the Supreme Court. In Chicago, I'm Westbrook Pegler speaking.
Supreme Court Justice Felix Frankfurter administered the oath of office to the new Naval Secretary Colonel Frank Knox today. Fellow Republican Henry Stimson went to work as Secretary of War today as well. For Mr. Stimson, it's his second time around as War Secretary. He served in that post under President Taft in 1910. KUWS Radio News Time is 6:07. Jack McKenna has these words from Branzers Clothing.
For cooler comfort this summer, folks, visit Branzers on Tower Avenue in Superior. Listen to these bargains. Aero Tropical Shirts, just $2 a piece. Gabardine Slacks, $4.95. Palm Beach Ties, $1. Hollywood Jackets, $2.95. And Straw Hats, $1.95. You can't beat those prices, folks, or the materials. That's at Branzers, Tower Avenue, in Superior.
The mayor of Superior wants to be the congressman from the 10th District. Bryn Ospey will oppose incumbent Progressive Party Congressman Barney Gehrman. Mr. Ospey will run as a Republican. The mayor's post will expire next spring, since voters have decided to change to a city manager, council style of government. Superior's population is slightly lower than in 1930. KUWS radio newsman Mike Simonson has the story.
The 1940 census will squeak Superior just above 35,000 residents. That compares to 1930's 36,113, and in 1920 when Superior had its last increase with a population of 39,671. This year's preliminary count has us at 34,944 residents. Census supervisor Dr. Lauren Moody expects the final count to pass 35,000. The Association of Commerce is working hard to make sure that everyone is counted, asking all citizens to call if they haven't been counted or know of anyone who hasn't. Dr. Moody says Superior's large geographical area makes it more challenging. Until now, only Milwaukee is significantly larger than Superior, although Madison has a few more people now, Lou.
Thanks, Mike. Upstate census figures released today show an increase in most counties. Douglas County grew by 250 people to 46,821. Bayfield County increased 100 residents to 15,114. Sawyer County went from 8,800 to more than 10,000 residents. And Washburn County jumped from 10 or more to 11,000 people. Ashland County dropped from 21,000 people to 20,002. The Shriners are in Duluth and Superior for conventions this week. Evidence of the Egyptian and Arabic-clad celebrants are everywhere. Before their large parade down Tower Avenue today, they were in restaurants and taverns, spreading their cheerful demeanor.
I arranged for the Shriners to send someone over for a quick interview, Lou. This is Piddles the Clown.
I don't think I like the idea of talking to a clown named Piddles. I can't imagine he would add much to say to add to an otherwise respectable newscast.
You don't have to worry about that. Piddles doesn't talk.
I work hard to put together a news broadcast, and then I have to interview Piddles the Clown when he only whistles? Many people here say today's mammoth parade was the largest ever in Superior. 11 temples were represented, each with marching patrols, drum corps, chanters, and wrecking crew. And some clowns. In all, 1,500 Shriners are in town for the Midwest Council meeting in Duluth and Superior. And that, Jack, is the news. Thank you, Piddles the Clown.
And that's Lou Martin, the best newsman and sport in town. We have a nice forecast for you good listeners on this glorious Friday, July the 12th, 1940. Not so cool tonight with a low around 50 degrees. Sunny and nice tomorrow with a high of 72. Let's kick off the music and dedicate this one to Piddles the Clown. Here's the Mills Brothers and Tiny Bubbles on the Martin and McKenna Show on station KUWS.
What has Tiny Bubbles got to do with that clown?
Just substitute piddles for bubbles. You know, it makes you feel fine and happy all over and stuff.
Tiny bubbles in the wine make me happy, make me feel fine. Tiny bubbles make me warm all over with the feeling that I'm gonna love you till the end of time. So here's to the golden moon, and here's to the silver sea, and mostly here's a toast to you.
Clowns everywhere. That's the Mills Brothers and Tiny Piddles, Bubbles, sorry, on station KUWS. Hey, friends, what's better than a cool, creamy ice cream cone on a nice, hot summer day? How about a cool, creamy cantaloupe sundae at Bridgman's Ice Cream Store in Superior? Get half a fresh, ripe cantaloupe filled with refreshing Bridgman's ice cream for just 15 cents. And here's some big news. Next Wednesday, you can see singing cowboy Gene Autry in person at the Duluth Armory. See him, his full company of cowboys, and his famous horse, Champion. Champion. Oh, I love that name. There's a matinee at 2:15, and then an evening show at 8:15. Tickets are 25 cents for children and 50 cents for adults. Gene Autry in person at the Duluth Armory next Wednesday, folks. But on with the music. Here's Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra and Song of India on the Martin and McKenna Show. Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra with his big hit song, Song of India, on station KUWS. Now, Rapid Ray Paulson is in with the sporting news. Hiya, Ray.
Hiya, Jack. Say, I just want to say that was a heck of an interesting interview that Lou did with that clown.
I thought it was rather provocative.
Oh, and insightful.
Wait till you hear his next interview. The great Virgil.
Oh, you mean the magician? The guy who saws people in half?
He saws people in two?
Yeah, I lined him up when I heard he'd be in Iron River. Lou gets to talk to him on the telephone.
And Lou isn't very thrilled about it.
Good luck, Lou, old buddy. And good evening, fans of the sporting world. Those never-say-die Superior Blues are back in a tie for first place after walloping the Winnipeg Maroons 13-5 yesterday. The Blues are tied with the Grand Forks Chiefs of the Northern League as they head into a four-game set with the Fargo-Moorhead Twins this weekend. Chief Ernie Youngblood had an easy time picking up a win for manager Chappie Gagan with Blackwell, Mel Harpruder, and Thrace Ramsey leading the big hitting attack. Head for Muni Stadium tonight. It's ladies' night. So, gals, you get in for just 20 cents each. On the senior circuit, the Cincinnati Reds may be World Series bound, and Superior resident Morjanovic is a key factor. The left-hander was traded from Philadelphia last month to the Reds and saw his new team increase their lead over the Brooklyn Dodgers to a game and a half with a win last night over the Bums. Yesterday's star went to Sibby Sisti of the Boston Bees, who drove in the winning run with a fly ball. His American League counterpart, Bobby Doerr of the Red Sox, gets the other star for hitting a 13th inning home run to beat the White Sox. Well, that's it, fans. This is the Rapid Ray. I can't say that like that, Jack does, reminding you that everyone loves a good sport.
Yeah, got that right, buddy.
Let's hope Lou is a good sport, Jake.
Lou talks to the great Virgil after we hear this fine number from Sammy Kaye and his orchestra with chorus by the Three Barons. Here's The Umbrella Man on the Martin and McKenna Show.
The old umbrella man. There's a lull and things are dull. He sharpens knives for all the wives in the neighborhood. And he's very good. He'll darn a sock or set a clock, an apple cart, a broken heart. He mends anything, but he'd rather sing. Toodle-lum-a-lum-a, toodle-lum-a-lum-a, toodle-aye. Any umbrellas to fix today. He'll patch up your troubles and go on his way, singing toodle-lum-a-lum-a-toodle-ay, toodle-lum-a-lum-a-toodle-ay, any umbrellas to fix today, any umbrellas to
your enjoyment and my news partner's good humor. That's Sammy Kay and his orchestra with the Three Barons singing The Mubbershoot Man, The Umbrella Man on station KUWS. Hiya, Lou.
Jack, we have on the long-distance telephone line from Terre Haute, Indiana, the great Virgil. Hello, Mr. Virgil.
Hello, Lou. No reason to be so formal. Just call me by my first name, Great.
I understand that you'll be performing a week from Saturday in Iron River at the gymnasium.
Well, the Iron River Vacation Land Athletic Club is bringing me and my entourage in for a mystical evening of unforgettable fantasy that is the great Virgil.
I understand that you like to saw ladies in half.
A mere illusion in my packet full of mesmerizing acts that has made the great Virgil great all over the globe. I have entertained royalty in India, been greeted by brass bands in Japan, given keys to cities by mayors of Europe and Asia Minor.
But you'll be in the Iron River Gym on Saturday.
Times being what they are, I took the offer.
So, Mr. Mulney...
That's the great Virgil. I dropped my last name a while back. The great Virgil sounds better than the great Mulney.
Virgil. Yes, that's got a real kick to it.
Besides sawing a lady in half, I suppose you have other tricks up your sleeve.
The great Virgil doesn't disclose his act until showtime. But since you are such a forceful interviewer...
Oh, you should have heard him interview Piddles today.
I'll tell you, I can make a woman float.
Oh, I can do that. You take one woman and two scoops of ice cream and some root beer. And voila, you have a woman float.
Excuse me, sir. This is science. This is an art. This is mystical. I can suspend a woman in air. I can make cars disappear. This is why the great Virgil is besieged by fans wanting autographs wherever I travel.
Well, I'm out of questions. Thanks, Great.
Mr. Martin, if you are an unbeliever, I can make you disappear now.
Watch out, Lou. He'll do it.
What Verge fails to realize is that I can make him disappear, too.
Allahami, Shim Shalabim, Alakazam, Tables of Law, the great Virgil commands that the radio newsman
Whew! Lou, he's gone. So are you. It must have been a double whammy. Or maybe I've disappeared into another dimension. Some kind of weird radio studio other world. Oh, Lou!
Boo! Ah! Gotcha.
Oh, my goodness. Don't do that to your old buddy. Jeez, I think my eyebrows fell off.
Serves you right for setting up interviews like Virgil and Piddles the Clown. I'll set up my own interviews from now on. Deal?
Deal. Now let's play some more music while I get my heart going again. This is Harry James and his orchestra with Helen Ward singing All of Me on the Martin and McKenna Show.
Thank you.
The vocal of Helen Ward with the music of Harry James and All of Me on station KUWS.
One more thing, Jack. If you see men wearing women's shoes at the Beacon Theater, don't worry about it.
I don't see how women can wear heels. They're so uncomfortable.
Never mind. Beacon manager Roy McMinn had a contest to see if couples could trade shoes and still walk into the movie theater's foyer without falling.
Or being arrested.
It's part of a promotion for that new movie starring Cary Grant and Irene Dunne called My Favorite Wife. 8 couples won tickets.
I'm going to have to find me a gal with real big feet.
And a good sense of humor.
That's it, folks. Stay tuned for Lil Abner, the Lone Ranger, Fred Waring and his orchestra, and the NBC Dance Orchestra coming up this evening. Yes, we'll be back same time, same place on your radio dial, the good Lord willing, that is. And the great Virgil isn't mad at us for hanging up on him. For Lou Martin, then, this is Jack McKenna wishing you all a good night.
You've been listening to Radio Superior 1940, an original weekly production by KUWS Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Radio Superior is produced and written by Mike Simonson. Performances by Paul Guggenheimer, John Munsell. All events reported on Radio Superior 1940 are actual accounts from the editions of the Superior Evening Telegram. Join us next week at this same time for more Radio Superior. This is your announcer, Dan Culhane, speaking. Good night.